When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at-bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Lori Rubinson. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubinson. Talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That number, of course, 888-808-1019. Producing tonight, Rami Lavi, Peter Schwartz on the updates. You can tap into the program on Twitter, on X, at L Rubinson. And, oh my God, heck of a day in New York sports on Sunday. The Giants keep their season alive. It was on life support, and about 11 seconds into that football game on Sunday, it looked like it was over. And then, well, then 8 sacks happened and Malik Nabers happened. Welcome to the NFL, the Malik Nabers game, first of many, and a coming out party for the Giants phenom. So we'll talk about that. The Yankees, we had a Martian sighting. Easy power from Jason Dominguez. The Bronx Bombers out there in Oakland take care of business. Now their magic number to win the division down to 1. The magic number to clinch best record in the American League down to 3. And so we'll talk about that. But we start tonight, and your calls, you want to call in, especially you want to call in Giants, you want to call in Yankees, that's fine. But we start tonight with the Mets. Because tonight's Met game, and the whole series against Philadelphia, but tonight's Met game, you know, for a team that back in May, it looked like the season was done, left for dead, and all they've done since June 1st, they have the best record in baseball. So if you want to think that the Mets are somehow fluky, They have the best record in baseball, count them, June, July, August, and here we are now into September. Here we are, it's September 23rd. We're almost 4 months that the Mets, the New York Mets, have the best record in baseball. And we can doubt them. You can LOL them, you can do whatever you want, but here they are, and 4 games against the Philadelphia Phillies, a team that has, for a lot of the season, had the best record overall in the league, the best record in the National League for a lot of the season, came into this series that way. And all the Mets did is take 3 out of 4 when they absolutely, positively had to have those games. You want to go to the postseason. You want to try and validate this found season. I was asking some Met fans on Twitter over the weekend, where does this season rank in terms of fun factor? How much are you enjoying this season compared to some? And this one, look, it's not obviously an 86 season. We don't know where it's going to go to fulfill its promise. But as a regular season, this one is, it really has been. It started off terrible. But, and it's hard to remember. They started off 0-5. And yet here they are, September 23rd, Sunday night, facing, you know, if I had told you Zach Wheeler, maybe the best pitcher in the National League, consistently over the last 5 years, maybe the best pitcher in baseball, and that Zach Wheeler would pitch an outstanding ball game, and the Mets would be starting Tylor Megill, And McGill would go four innings, give up one run. And then Carlos Mendoza, the Mets rookie manager, would manage this game. And, you know, obviously manage it like a playoff game. Obviously manage it aggressively. Deciding that after four innings, 80-something pitches, that it was time to go to the bullpen and take McGill out, even though McGill had been pitching well. But he'd seen enough. His bullpen was rested. His high leverage, some of his high leverage guys, Phil Maton, who Mets president of baseball operations, David Stern, rebuilt this bullpen. Stern's rebuilt this bullpen in the middle of the season. Bullpen was junk to start the year. Goes out and gets Maton. Maton comes in, two innings, no runs. Then it's Jose Buto, a guy, a starter in the minor leagues. But when the bullpen was languishing, it was struggling, they call him up, they convert him into a reliever this year. Instead, Mets teams in the past with a different baseball decision maker would not have been as aggressive about dumping guys and trying new guys and finding new pieces. And he didn't trade off every prospect in the farm, but somehow he built a bullpen. And here they come, and it's two innings from Maton, and it's an inning from Buto. And then, in the highest leverage situation, therefore, in the game, it's the eighth inning. Instead of waiting around and saying, our closer comes in the ninth, Mendoza decided he's going to go to Edwin Diaz because it's the top of that Phillies lineup, that murderer's row, and he's going to bring in his best, Edwin Diaz, to face them. And Diaz came in throwing heat. He makes you nervous. He makes you uncomfortable. Mets fans, I mean, I know half of you were ready to upchuck. But he mows down the Phillies in the eighth inning. And then, and pretty efficiently, Mendoza brings him back out there for the ninth. But does get Ryan Stanek up there in the bullpen just in case. And then you love to see this out of a manager. I personally was ready to pull Diaz with two outs. I would have gone to Stanek. But Mendoza walks out to the mound and talks to his team, calls a meeting, explains how he wants them to handle a first and third situation, two outs, and also looks into the eyes of his closer to make sure he's got enough left in the tank to get one more batter. And he did. And the Mets win this game. They win 3 out of 4. And it is such a statement win. They need it because you need to go into Atlanta, what's been a house of horrors for Mets fans, for the Mets, for years. Got to go into Atlanta. A one-game lead. If they went in with one game, come on, Mets fans, admit it. You would have been sick to your stomach. You would have been absolutely petrified. There is a massive difference with a two-game lead. Two-game lead means if they just win one, they're coming out of there with a lead. And win two and win this series, just win 2 out of 3, and the Mets can clinch a playoff spot and have the advantage over the Braves. And maybe that means that the Atlanta Braves will be home for the postseason. And what would be sweeter than that? For this year's Mets team to continue this ride that is starting the OMG grimace, whatever you want to call it, but this ride that is starting to feel like it has a little bit of magic to it. And it is You know what? Sometimes we talk about teams that get hot at the, you know, oh, this team, they're, you know, they got hot in September. They really were, you know, well, they, you know, they weren't the best team, but they got hot in September. Well, you tell me, when you look at it, if the Mets have the best record in baseball since June 1st, I'm not saying they're the best team in baseball, but if they can fight their way to the postseason, they have as good a chance as anybody else. Phillies and Dodgers will likely have home field advantage, likely have a bye. That's an easier path. The Yankees, if they are fulfilling their talent in a down year in the American League, the Yankees should run through the American League like Sherman through Atlanta. The Yankees are better than everybody else in the American League. They should, and they're playing good ball right now. And finally, making that decision to change the closer situation and put Luke Weaver there, stabilizing the bullpen there. Yankees should run through the American League. They are the best team in the American League. With the best two best players, two out of the three, we'll throw in Bobby Witt Jr., two out of the three best players in the entire American League, and they're playing for the Yankees. So Yankees are the best team in the American League. But when you look at Major League Baseball as a whole, since June 1st, June, July, August, September, almost 4 months of baseball, a baseball season, 6 months long, regular season, four of the 6 months put together, the last 4 months, the New York Mets, best record in baseball, 63-36 since June 1st. Second, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Third, the Padres. Fourth, the Astros. Fifth, the Dodgers. Sixth, the Brewers. Seventh, the Tigers, who are coming on like crazy. Fascinating team. Eighth, the Yankees. Ninth, the Cubs. Tenth, the Phillies. And 11th, the Braves. 12th, the Guardians. Those are the top 12 teams since June 1st. Now, Yankees have been playing well lately. Absolutely. And some of these teams up and down, the Tigers are surging. But since June 1st, New York Mets, 4 months of baseball, best record. And a lot of us looked at it and looked at this schedule with the Mets to close the season, a gauntlet, brutal schedule, harder than any of their opponents fighting for a playoff spot. So how would they do? Well, just took 3 out of 4 from the first place Phillies. And absolutely look like they belong. And were dealt a blow with their MVP candidate and best player, Francisco Lindor. Hurt his back, unable to play. And the young phenom, the younger brother, the younger Acuna, Luis Angel Acuna, looks like he belongs in the big leagues. It's a small sample size. We'll see. But the defense, the speed, and the bat speed making up a little bit for the Mets not having Lindor. So the plucky Mets, the gutty Mets, 4 months, best record, and Sunday night, an absolutely gripping game. And Brandon Nimmo on a day, on a night when the wind was blowing in at Citi Field and it seemed like nothing was getting out of there, somehow willed the ball over the wall by about a foot and gave the Mets a 2-1 lead that they did not relinquish. All right, 888-808-1019, Malik Nabers. The real deal. We got to talk about that. The Martian, he landed with a home run. Such sweet, easy power for the New York Yankees. And the Mets, well, they're heading to Atlanta with a 2-game lead. 888-808-1019. Be right back.